Today's Free Flow Convo is brought to you by Radcasters, my new podcasting school. Doors open mid-August, so if you're interested in learning how to podcast, how to find your voice, and how to get it out into the world with impact, grace, and ease, then you need Radcasters. Head to carlynimmo.com and check out the Radcasters link for further details. And now, onto the Free Flow Convo.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a Free Flow Convo.
This morning I posted a picture of my daughter and she was crying and the caption said, "But I don't want the fucking sourdough." And, you know, I got a few comments from friends. It was on my personal profile. My privacy is set to, you know, friends. And I got a text message from my lovely mother who said, "Carly, you really shouldn't swear in your posts." And, you know, that's probably true. It's not probably true. It's debatable. I wrote back to my mother and I said, "Why? I do it in real life. Only my friends can see it, and if they don't like swearing, they're probably friends with the wrong person." And my mum wrote back, "Yeah, but what about all work stuff?" And, you know, it's like, what about all the work stuff? I'm a business person, but I'm also a human. I'm not a fucking robot. And I honestly am not really all that fast if people see me swear. It's, you know, for me, it's not, it's a non-issue. And I'm of the belief that, you know, I don't know, like, is it really that big a deal? I don't swear, you know, I'm not mean or, you know, there's no ill intent, there's no malice behind my swearing. It just is a way that I express myself. And I'm also of the opinion that it's not my job to protect people from their own feelings. And, you know, this world is a richer place when people can be themselves without fear of retribution. And, you know, my whole life I've been told to pull back, you know, pull back. Oh, that's too much, you know, or, you know, before I met Miko, I remember a lot of my best friend's parents telling me that I would never find a man with a potty mouth like mine. that while I was so crass and I think hilarious, but they probably had different... Well, they used to laugh at my jokes. See, that's the thing. And then they would tell me that I would never find a man. And I used to say to them, "I will find a man. And he will be the right man, because he will be a man who allows me to be who I am. And he will be a man who appreciates my sense of humor and appreciates the fact that I'm not afraid to be who I am." And if men find that intimidating, then, you know, maybe I'm not meant to be with a man. If all men find that intimidating, you know, I had no doubt that one day I would find someone who found that stuff about me endearing. And that would be the right person. Because why would I want to censor myself to attract someone? And it's the same in business. Why would I want to censor myself to attract clients? But if they don't like who I am in, you know, warts and all, then I'm not sure I want them in my life. If they're judging me for the things that I say or the way that I act, then it's not, you know, I don't need that. And my poor old mum, I feel for her because her whole life, she's, you know, she's worried about how the world will see me. And she's worried about what people might think of me. And that, you know, she's trying to protect me from rejection and hurt. And I understand that because, you know, I have my own daughter and I don't want her to feel rejection or hurt. But I also don't want her to have to censor parts of herself in order to be accepted by wider society. You know, for me, I would much rather have a core group of 3 people who get who I am and who love me for who I am than be surrounded by hundreds of people who don't really know me at all and don't really understand me, or who, you know, who I'm having to change who I am in order to attract them and hang on to them. You know, like, that's not, it's not, you know, I'm all about authenticity. And so I don't want to pretend I'm something that I'm not in order to have be do. You know, I'd rather feel all that stuff internally and then have people around me who truly just dig me for me, you know? So I kind of wrote back to my poor mother and told her that it's not my job to protect people's feelings and, you know, and that I'm okay with it. And if I'm okay with it, she needs to be okay with it, because I'm not being hurt, you know. What would hurt more is me not swearing, not, you know, being like this person who puts on the microphone and walks on the beach and puts it all out there for the world, you know. If I'm not this person, if I'm not being this person, then I'm not honouring my true self. And that is the most important thing. I can deal with rejection and hurt, you know. I can deal with that, but I can't deal with not being true to myself. So I guess I want to ask you, are there elements of you or your life where you aren't fully embracing who you are to protect other people? And you know what? I think, like, it's kind of inevitable. There probably is something inside of all of us that, or things that we're doing to protect other people. You know, I don't know that it's possible as a human to not have been conditioned in some way or another by the people around you. You know, I'm not sure that it's possible, because if you truly 100% knew who you were and you knew everything, then what would your purpose be for existing in this earthly plane? You know, what would be the point? Because you already knew everything, so you weren't learning and growing. So, you know, I think it comes down to just identifying. If you can identify one thing that you're currently censoring to protect other people or to protect yourself, I'd love to hear what that is and what you're going to do to change that. And that's a short one for today, but I'm going to leave it there. I just want you to know that it's okay to be who you are. And like I said, you know, what would you rather have? Thousands of people who love you for what you're not, or a handful of people who love you for who you truly are? That's it from me. Peace out. I'm back.
So soon?
Yes, because I wanted to add something. you know, I think sometimes it's easy to think that people have it more together than you. And I just wanted to add that, you know, I think while I'm very secure in who I am, I actually like the person that I am. I respect myself. I think I'm smart and funny and intelligent. Anyway, I'm all of those things. But where my insecurities lie is in my, I guess you would call it physicality. You know, how I look, my pretty factor, my weight, you know, that's where my insecurities lie. So that's where I feel judgment. You know, are you picking up what I'm putting down? So while you could say stuff about me as a person, and it probably won't hit a nerve because there is no nerve there. I'm really secure in who I am. But what I'm not secure in is my body. So if you were to make a comment related to the way I look, then I would absolutely, it would hit a nerve and I would quite possibly be offended and hurt. So I just thought it was important to point that out because, you know, I am human like everybody else. We're all the same. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is to really highlight that regardless of who you are and what you've done and what you've achieved and your level of success, we're all the same. We're all struggling with the same shit, just in different packages. And for me, while I'm not struggling with who I am presently, I do struggle with how I look. And I just wanted to be open and honest about that because I think sometimes, you know, you can listen to a podcast like what I just recorded and think, hey, oh, she's got all their shit together. And I so don't. I so don't. So I just wanted to be real, you know, because that's what I'm about. Anyway, that's it for real this time. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.